Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
How do you threaten? First of all, how you'd be like, Courtney, you step outside right now. I'm going to marry Sophia Richie.
Like right on the spot. It has a chapel right in his backyard.
Normally, like eloping is like this romantic thing, but when it comes to like doing it with Scott, it's a threat.
It's a threat. With the Hollywood Life podcast, and we have so much celebrity news to talk to you guys about today. So sorry we are a day late. Our fearless leader, Bonnie Fuller, is home recovering from a little injury. So we are taking over. Got to talk to you a little bit about who bit Beyonce. That is the question of the week. And also, we spotted Eunice Benjima shopping for engagement rings for his girlfriend, Kourtney Kardashian, and we have Scott Disick's reaction to that. So we're going to talk all about that. Oh, and we also have Sophia Richie's reaction to that. So we are going to get right into it. And I am obviously, as Bonnie would say, not alone here in my Hollywood Life podcast. I am here with one of our amazing, gorgeous news reporters, Jenna Lemoncelli.
Thank you, Allie. You're looking gorgeous yourself across the table.
Oh, thank you very much. And another gorgeous man who's in here with us today, our producer, the one, the only, Gino Orlandini.
Yeah, what's I'm just pulling the DJ sound effects today. Bonnie broke her ass.
My God.
That's what happened.
She's
going to talk about it when she gets back, I'm sure. But I think she was skiing and like took a dive. And then she was like running on it afterwards. And she just, because Bonnie's kind of like a relentless person and never, she doesn't like to rest.
You're going to tell.
Yes.
She doesn't like sleep and things like that that us mere mortals enjoy. So she just kept on working out on like a broken ass. And then apparently she's been hurting. But I think she'll be back next week, maybe.
But. I think she'll be back next week.
Good one.
Pun intended.
Thank you. I'll be here all day.
But since she's not, and we're just going to like skip all the formalities and get right to the celebrity news, which I'm sure you guys will enjoy. Allie, will you kick us off for this first one?
Yes. So first, we're actually going to start with Scott Disick, his reaction to Kourtney and Eunice
Lord
possibly
D.
getting engaged. So essentially, a few days ago, and Jenna can help me out here too, there were pictures taken of Eunice Benjima, who's 24, shopping at a LA jewelry store and looked like he had a pretty big rock in his hand.
Yeah.
So people were thinking that maybe he's going to propose to Kourtney Kardashian as well. Kourtney's birthday is April 18th, so it's coming up super soon. So it would kind of make sense. Who knows what's happening? Obviously, everyone went crazy, especially her ex, Scott Disick.
Before we get to that, I thought it was weird how we got all these conflicting reports about how maybe it was like matching rings. He was buying two rings, which made me think maybe it was some like kind of gift, like a step below an engagement.
Mm-hmm.
Because we also found out that not all the Kardashian Jenners are on board. Apparently, Khloe. I'm like, I'm so familiar with Khloe now. I'm like, my friend Coco. Khloe Kardashian and Kris Jenner are still really close with Scott. And so they were thinking probably they would get back together. But apparently, Kylie, Kim, and Kendall are all kind of team Eunice because of how well he treats Kourtney and how much happier Kourtney has been, minus all of the Lord D drama.
Yep. Not to mention they've been on a romantic little getaway in California. Everybody believes they're on some sort of local coastal little getaway road trip, and they've been spending a lot of time with each other. And did you guys take notice that he's starting to put her more and more on his social media? We're seeing her face. We're seeing them together. So I wouldn't be surprised if something happened very soon.
Yeah, his social media is super cryptic. He like does some like crazy stuff on there. He posts some weird things. But now he is posting more of her. And also, I think it's interesting that especially Kendall and Kylie like Eunice more, but maybe they just relate to him more because he's
same age, yeah.
The same age as them. Except they really loved Scott. I mean, Scott was a part of the family, and he was a part of the family for so long. And we know how they feel about him with Sophia. Kendall didn't keep that to herself when she commented, "Oh, Scott and his kids on that picture.
Scott, because Scott is like so charming and so fun. He's, they all like hanging out with him, and he's really fun on the show. You can tell he just has a fun personality, but then he does all this heinous shit.
I know.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, you like him personally, like you're a funny, interesting guy to be around, but then you're like such a hot mess and drunk all the time and with so many random girls up until he's been with Sophia, but we'll get to that. I think we should go into, because of course we all saw the photos of Eunice shopping for rings. Of course, Scott saw the photos too.
Had to.
And apparently he flipped out, right?
Yeah. So apparently Scott sees these pictures, totally freaks, and then decides that he is going to retaliate if this engagement does go through. And not only he, apparently he's threatened to elope with Sophia Richie a few times, which how do you threaten? First of all, how you'd be like, Courtney, you step outside right now, I'm gonna marry Sophia Richie.
Normally, like right on the spot. Has to travel right in his backyard.
Normally like eloping is like this romantic thing, but when it comes to like doing it with Scott, it's a threat.
It's a threat. He's like, do you want me to marry her? If not, do not go.
I will do it. I'll pull the trigger.
I mean, so I think first of all, that's hysterical, but he wants to take it a step further. He's like, I'm not even going to threaten to elope this time. I'm going to get her pregnant.
Well, our source was sort of like speculating. It's someone who close to Scott telling us like they wouldn't be surprised if Scott was like, hey, like fuck this. I'm just going to knock this girl up out of spite, you know?
Hey, what do you put it past him?
They wouldn't be the first spite baby in the family, Black China. Anyone?
Yeah.
I mean, Dream is a beautiful little child, but
yes,
that wasn't the best relationship ever. So do you guys, I mean, I don't think that Scott would have like a revenge baby, but
no, I mean, he's done having kids.
No, I think he would like play with the words a little bit and be like this and that in the heat of the moment. Cause you guys all know Scott. Remember when he punched that mirror in Keeping Up and was blooding the bathroom. But anyway, Thursday.
He does manage. You're right about that, Jenna. Like that was a big heated moment, but he has managed to keep his tantrums about Courtney off the show. And so it's kind of weird because we always hear these reports and we get all this info about Scott fucking flipping out, and we've seen phone calls on the show where he calls like Chloe or Courtney and you can hear him screaming, but the cameras are never around when he has these meltdowns, so it's kind of hard to picture him doing
it. Runs away, like remember when he went missing for like 48 hours in Cairo?
I
mean, he just does things like that and you're like,
and then they'll get a random phone call from a friend that's like he's partying, but they'll never show it, so we don't know.
Well, because they do these shoots they go on vacations as a family together, and Scott is there, and they're all like planning to do this shoot because where the cameras are, and then Scott dips and like gets his own villa and they don't know where he is, and then he has girl after girl after girl. I mean, we've seen that before, but Scott did sort of take revenge already. He took Sophia and Mason and Rain.
No, Penelope.
Oh, Mason and Penelope.
They look alike in his defense.
Rain's too young.
Where's Rain? He's just at home.
I feel like he's down to
Cabo San Lucas in Mexico, where Scott has a long history of partying with many women, and he's down there with Sophia with the kids, and we're hearing Courtney is not happy about it. She does not like that her kids are on an international trip with this 19-year-old girl who she views as too young to really be taking care of her kids. But the photos are out there and they look like they're having a good time.
Maybe Sophia's just a permanent babysitter, like not actually dating Scott, but like the babysitter of his kids.
They do the nanny thing in the bedroom, maybe. I don't
know.
We've heard a lot of that in Hollywood.
So Jenna, before we were talking about this, though, Jenna was talking about how Sophia had a reaction. And so I want to hear what she did.
Yes. Shortly after we learned about Scott's reaction, our reporters told us that they figured out Sophia's reaction as well. And this is where she's kind of at right now. She is hoping and praying to the relationship gods that Eunice puts a ring on it and kind of wipes up Courtney for good, so she could be like, okay, Scott, it's officially over. You need to stop talking about her, need to stop chasing her. So basically she's just hoping that Courtney seals the deal with Eunice so she's quote unquote officially off the market. But will you put it past anybody to be officially off the market?
You know I don't. I think that Sophia's logic is a little flawed here.
It's typical girl, 19-year-old girl logic.
I think like if Eunice and Courtney get engaged or even worse, married, like that's only going to tip Scott off worse. He's not going to stop freaking out about Courtney.
I agree.
And that's like if Justin Bieber ever got engaged, you're like, you know, he still loves Selena.
Marriages are so permanent in Hollywood. Like, I mean, ridiculous, right? Like Khloe's been married. Kim was married several times. Like what? Three times before Kanye? Twice? Three times. Yeah, she was married like when she was super, super young.
Yeah, just engaged.
To some random producer, and then she married the basketball player. And then was she ever engaged to Reggie Bush?
Weren't they?
I thought it was Ray J.
She was engaged to Ray J, I think. There's so many.
She's just been engaged a lot. This isn't really about Kim.
Exactly.
But yeah, so that it seems like everyone is like hitting back on all sides. This is like the really complicated like love square that keeps on giving. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that this would do what Sophia wants it to do.
No. I think it'll backfire. Either way, she needs to either accept that Scott's going to be in her life because he has three kids with Courtney or kind of just move on. You knew what you were getting into.
Right.
If you guys were dating a guy like Scott, did you guys see his dad bod, by the way, in Cabo? He's put on a little bit of weight. I feel like he looks a little bit better.
He's good looking.
He's definitely, yeah.
He's cute.
He's definitely good looking, but he was like a little bit.
His type.
he was very skinny fat before, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like chicken arms and then like kind of a belly. Now he's just like a little bit more solid dad bod. I feel like he's looking better.
You know, I just think that if Eunice proposed to Courtney, she'd say no. I just do not think she wants to get married. If she wanted to get married, she would have gotten married to Scott originally. And she didn't want to get married to Scott either.
What's his motivation, though?
Marriage isn't for her.
Like, Courtney is like so fabulously wealthy. And like, what is, I mean, I don't know. Eunice, what are you doing here? What are you doing? It's kind of weird.
I don't think she'd say, yeah. I don't think she would. I think she'd be like, I'm happy doing what we're doing. And if you're not satisfied with that, then leave.
Do you think she'd have a baby with Eunice? Because she said she was done having kids.
Yeah, I think she talked about it. She wants more babies. But I think that because she was old enough, like when her parents got divorced, like old enough to like remember it, I think that pushes her away from marriage.
Yeah, I hear you.
She talked about on the show about freezing her eggs. And mm-hmm. she was thinking about doing it. And then ultimately in the episode, at least, she decided against it. She just wanted to maybe revisit it later. But it wasn't like she was shutting the door, even though the doctor told her, all right, Courtney, like you're 38. Like if you want to get these eggs frozen, like, there's no time to waste. Like get these things in the freezer now. But she.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
She's like notoriously the most indecisive Kardashian. She drives all of her sisters crazy with like how she can't make a decision on anything. So of course her decision about freezing her eggs was to make no decision.
I don't know. Yeah.
Just like that.
Well, we'll find out in the next few weeks.
Would you guys be upset if you were, first of all, would you guys date? If you were that young, would you guys date a guy as old as Scott?
No,
absolutely not.
I have like my age limit on my app set.
Yeah.
At 28 and I'm 24. I'm 23. So I have it set at 28. Like I really don't.
30 is my max probably.
What would you do if you were dating someone though who's older than you and then he was always freaking out about his ex like this though? Like when you see him fly into a rage over Courtney, that's got to make you feel like, shit, this relationship is...
Yeah, I wouldn't be in
no,
it.
No, yeah. Would have to cut those ties.
Especially with all of... Like he's so close with Kris Jenner. He still does stuff mm-hmm. with Kim. He still does stuff with Khloe. I would be like, no.
Yeah.
I would never put myself in that situation to be in a relationship with someone who is like that.
Not only do you have the kids, like you said, baggage. You have the entire family. It is just a lot.
Especially with like connected to like a family like that. Like I just wouldn't. I mean, it's just
I
dumb.
Feel like if She's Scott's so going to date someone, he needs to date someone who is approved by the family and friends with the family so they can all vibe.
Exactly. Like he'd be good with like Larsa Pippen, even though that's like Courtney's best friend and she's married.
Yeah.
But like someone like that, like, or like, I don't know. Yeah, someone who's friend of the family, like a Malika or something.
Yes, yes.
Is that, I feel like we're talked out on this one. Should we move on?
Yes. I'm exhausted.
It would be a bit of a truncated episode this week, but that's okay. Because apparently someone bit Beyonce. That's like the scandal of the week. Well, I don't even know what happened
the
here.
Week.
Beyonce Gate.
Yes. So in a after party after what it was Jay-Z's 444 after party.
Mm-hmm. In LA.
In LA. And that's where Tiffany Haddish has been like coming out with all of these stories about how like an actress was on Jay-Z and Beyonce like went up to her and told her to get off. And Tiffany was like, want me to beat her up? And mm-hmm. Beyonce was like, no, it's good, girl. So then Tiffany just did a interview with GQ and came out to say that at that same party, someone went up to Beyonce and bit her on her face.
Yeah, right on her cheek.
Bit her cheek. And Tiffany said that the girl was like wild out on, it was an actress. Crazy out on drugs.
Didn't even drink, she said. She wasn't even
just
drunk.
So many drugs and came up and bit her face. And so now, but she won't release who it was. And she just tweeted out, like, NDAs are real, though. Like,
I was going to say, that sounds like a bath salt thing. You know, people go crazy and, like, eat someone's face off.
Right. And so now everyone is like hashtag who bit Beyonce, and they're calling it like Beyonce bite gate, and
there's
like
so many things about it,
and now people are pointing fingers at random actresses just because they think that they could have bit them. Like they're like Lena Dunham, like she'd bite someone. Like,
but was she even there?
Yeah, right, exactly. And then there was someone who Sana Lathan.
Yeah,
Lathan.
Love and Basketball,
right? So they accused her.
Yeah.
TMZ said it was her.
Yeah, and she was like, I didn't. If I bit her, it would be a love bite.
Which that's like not really a denial either. Like, who would that's a love bite.
Sarah Foster.
Yeah.
Who was like, I'm not even like cool enough or whatever to bite Beyonce.
Yeah, she's like, thanks for thinking that I got that close to Beyonce.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jenna, who do you think bit Beyonce?
Who do I think bit Beyonce? Well, here's the thing. We left this out. Chrissy Teigen tweeted that she knows who the person is and she's friends with this person and Beyonce.
She says knowledge is a curse.
Yeah. So what do we think? Okay, this person is friends with Chrissy Teigen. I mean, Chrissy does have a lot of friends, but if we narrow it down, who would bite Beyonce? That's hilarious.
Ellen DeGeneres.
You never know. Could be. Yeah, exactly.
She's the only one that could get away with it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because you know if someone bit Beyonce, actually, they'd be dead.
Yeah.
By the Illuminati.
Sarah Michelle Gellar posted a photo of herself with like vampire fangs from Buffy.
Yeah. Right.
Hashtag I am the biter. Or hashtag the biter.
Who could have done Chrissy Teigen
is friends.
She's
with
friends with everyone. Kris Jenner? No, Kris Jenner's not friends with Beyonce. Who's friends with does Beyonce have friends?
Exactly. And Tiffany Haddish said that as soon as she got bit, Beyonce grabbed Jay-Z and was like, we need to go right now. And then I guess they didn't leave.
This is like the weirdest thing. Like, this is kind of like how Camila Cabello was on stage with that award show. And someone, random fan just walked by and put gum in her hair. It was just like a drive-by gum in your hair. Have you guys ever had gum in your hair? You can't get it out. You have to cut it out.
She's peanut butter.
Hair.
Someone put gum in my hair on the bus in middle school. And it was like the beginning of the day. And I just had to have gum in my hair all day. And then
you had gum in your hair all day?
Yeah. And there was
what color sucks?
And it was like bubble gum. So I guess it was like pink.
Whoa.
So I just had to just go cut a big tuft out of my head. And I'm sure Cam had to do that too. But it was like at the end of her very long, beautiful, flowing hair. So not as big of a deal. Wasn't
it? But now with Beyonce, this is like an actual chunk out of her cheek.
But haven't we seen Beyonce at Target and things like that? Well, that was recently. Did anybody see her with an actual scar on her face?
No, they didn't like break skin, I don't think.
Still, get a tetanus shot or something.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what if it was one of those people on bath salts? And like, what if Beyonce was alone and that person ate her and she died?
That'd be a bigger story.
Did you hear all of us have that moment of silence after? Like,
oh, we just had a moment of silence for the Beyonce in an alternate universe who was eaten to death by this person. But I don't know. It's just the mystery persists and we don't really have a good answer on who did this. Billboard has a funny article. It's like timeline. It's called The Beyonce Biter, a timeline of the mystery. This is like taking over Hollywood. I guess
it
maybe
is.
Next week we will maybe have more definitive evidence of who exactly was the biter. For now, we just have to say it was probably Kanye West.
Ooh. I kind of think it was a sauna girl. I mean, who's she? Oh, she follows Beyonce and she follows Chrissy Teigen. Maybe let's see if Chrissy follows her.
Real quickly before we go, We should just give a quick Jelena update.
We should,
because
yes.
Our most popular downloads, quite frankly, are when we put Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez in the headline.
Yeah.
Ellie, can you just get us to date for our fans where they are? Are they still together? What's happening? Baskin champion. What is that? What's right. going on? Quickly.
So very quickly, we'll give a little Bieber-Jelena update. Obviously, Selena and Justin decided to go on a break a little bit ago, a few weeks ago, after a big fight about Justin's birthday. And they have since not rekindled. Selena was spotted in Australia with a friend that was a friend of hers and Justin's. And so we weren't sure what was going on there. But at the same time, Justin was back home in LA cuddling up to a Instagram model named Baskin Champion, as we kind of briefly spoke about last week. But then Baskin was spotted leaving Justin's house in what looked like his sweatshirt. It was a Fairfax sweatshirt that we've seen him wearing in another color. But, you know.
She was wearing a giant, oversized white.
Right.
Totally like
it
that.
It looked like the morning after.
Yeah, I was just going to say classic.
Exactly. It was like the classic, can I borrow a sweatshirt? I can't tell you how many sweatshirts I've lost in this similar situation.
Oh, I'm sure.
Poor guy.
So the thing is that we know how Justin feels about Selena. We know that the break was on Selena's terms, but we don't really get why Justin's doing this if he still loves Selena, but apparently it's to make her jealous. And buddy, you're going about it all wrong.
I get that.
Or is he?
Well, yeah, I get that. And I could get some flack for this, or I could have Bieber fans in my corner for this. I'm so convinced at this point that she is just putting him through the ringer. It's like, prove yourself, prove yourself, prove yourself. Well, how many times do we need to do this?
But then he went right back to his old ways right when she...
Well, we hear from our sources that she feels somewhat conflicted on this because she did initiate the split. And then, you know, Justin feels like, hey, he's not doing anything wrong. She's the one who said, we're not together right now. So he feels like he enjoys Baskin's company. He likes hanging out with her. He really likes her personality. So what is he really doing wrong? Like, he wants to be with Selena. He told her that he loves her and she's the only girl for him. At the same time, Selena's like, well, I hear these words like, you love me so much and I'm the only one for you. And then days after we decided to take this break, you're already with someone else. Mm-hmm. It seems like you haven't changed at all.
Exactly. So
it's kind of like one of those catch-22 situations where she's like, I need some space, but then you really are watching to see what the other person does. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as sometimes actions speak so much louder than words, especially from Justin, who I like Justin and I think he's great, but he has a roguish charm. He's kind of a talker. Like, he talks a big game to girls a lot, and then the follow through is not necessarily there, which is like all young guys are like that. You feel one way in the moment when you're saying these charming things to Selena, but then when it comes down to it, you want to hook up with other girls.
Maybe they felt that the time wasn't right for them because he still wanted to do those things. And, you know, who knows if they'll rekindle. But,
I mean, obviously they will. We also hear this is just the cycle. Like, it doesn't.
Yeah, it is the cycle.
It doesn't matter. We've all been down this road before. We know what happens. They reunite. It's hot and heavy for 2 seconds. They fight. They take a break. They try to make each other jealous. And then the cycle begins anew. And we can all have more stories to write. It's
exactly.
The celebrity news story that keeps on giving.
Speaking yes. of, The Weeknd is also about to drop some new music. So maybe there will be a Selena Justin diss track
the
out there.
The teaser cover is like, what was it called? It's like some
melancholy.
Yeah, some kind of sad Ooh. Songs about Selena, maybe. So that could be pretty interesting.
All right. There Thanks it is. For listening, guys. We'll be back next Wednesday with Broken But Bonnie.
Bye.
Bye, guys.